6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Is that the planks of a galleon? No, it's my creaky old chair, signifying that I'm back home. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. I've had a wonderful holiday in New York, which I won't talk about too much because I'll just make you jealous. Me and Mrs. Badger wandering the street. Fantastic time I had too. Come back feeling refreshed and revitalised and ready to get back to the coalface of popular music. I'm drinking my coffee from an I Love New York mug, which is a signifier of just how touristy a holiday we had. We did it all. Anyway, it was great. That was the Ramsey Lewis Trio and Hang On Sloopy, live from the Lighthouse in 1969. I played that as a little bit of a hint as to one of the main themes of the programme this week. One of the themes of the programme is the sweet naivety of the late 60s. I don't suppose that's a very naive tune in any way, but I've picked a bunch of songs throughout this programme that were favourites of mine from being about 13 years old. The first music that I discovered for myself, i.e. that I wasn't played by my sisters, was Woodstock era psychedelia. And it's found its way into my heart and into my music and into my music tastes. So we'll be having a look at that throughout the programme. We've got new music from The Doe and Giant Sand and Magnet, which is great. And a couple of the choices this week are significant because it's Record Shop Day, National Record Shop Day, on April the 21st. In fact, it's international, isn't it? So that's a week tomorrow. I thought if I played it next Sunday, that doesn't give you enough time to make a plan to visit an independent record shop and buy some vinyl. So a couple of releases that are only going to be available on vinyl on April the 21st. We've got a Desert Island Disc snippet from Paul McCartney, which is a really charming little thing that reminds you of the cheeky chap at the heart of that amazing music. Moida, another criminal cover version, will face the music in our regular feature, It Was Moida. You lot have chosen some music for me to listen to in your recommendations in the form of Songs for Guy. And it's going to be great from top to bottom. So talking about New York, I made a playlist, a cheesy New York tourist playlist for me and the Badger to enjoy on the plane on the way over to NYC. And this was one of the first tunes on it. This reminds me of working at Manchester Roadhouse when I was a young man. Most of the band worked there for about 4 or 5 years as we were waiting to be noticed as musicians. And Electric Chair, which was an amazing club night, used to always end with this song. So whenever I heard this song, I knew that it meant that all the punters were going to leave soon and that I could get to sweeping the floors and having a drink from behind the bar. So this, many, many happy memories of Electric Chair and of the end of a very long shift for me at the Roadhouse. Here is New York in Soul with I Am the Black Gold of the Sun. Happy Sunday. featuring the unmistakable voice of Jocelyn Brown. That was New Yorkian Soul and I'm the Black Gold of the Sun. New music now from The Doe. They've topped the charts in France with this album. Both Ways Open Jaws is the name of the record. And I've been playing them on and off over the last few weeks because I find it spellbinding, this stuff. This is a single that's coming out on the 16th of April. Is that tomorrow? I don't know, The Wicked and the Blind is the name of the song. And I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that nearly all of their music is written vocal melody first. I know this because the vocal melody is the really initially striking thing about their music. She's got a wonderful voice and a great turn of lyric. English is not her first language, and it's dead obvious from the way she uses it. None of it's incorrect, you understand. It just leads to new and different ways of using the language. It's what I love about Bjork's lyrics. The Doe, The Wicked and the Blind is the name of the song. The vocal melody, how do I know that it's written first? I think it's because it jumps from key to key effortlessly, and there's time and signature changes within each vocal line as well. It just seems to me that it's built around the vocal melody. Once again, this is The Doe, spelt The Do, D-O, if you want to go and look for it. And this is called The Wicked and the Blind, and the album it's from is Both Ways, Open Jaws. Go and buy it, 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 go and buy it.
Your new family. No need to
Nature. It's great, isn't it? The Doe, spelt D-O, from the album The Both Ways Open Jaws, I beg your pardon, is the name of the album. The song's called The Wicked and the Blind.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, William Welch, Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Captain Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanch, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Minute, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the 6 Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Let's now have a Song for Guy recommendation. This one's from Kragza from Wake Forest, North Carolina. Krauser says, an expat Scot here, left the country about 12 years ago now, residing in North Carolina. Only discovered your show about a year ago and listen as often as we can. Not sure how much Trash Can Sinatras are played back at home these days, but would love to hear In The Music played, a seriously underrated band, well worthy of respect. All albums tremendous and choosing a single track is tough, but hope you can squeeze this one in for us. We need to get the word out about the Trashies. Thanks, Guy from Kragza. Well, I absolutely agree. I've only ever heard one other Trash Can Sinatras tune, and that, like this, was a Song for Guy recommendation. Thank you to Kragza for recommending this one. It's called In The Music.
Behind me, sunlight up ahead, a
proving that the Trash Can Sinatras warrant some more investigation. That was a tune called In the Music. So one of the themes of this week's show is the sweet naivety of the late 60s. It's something I realised while I was away, and I was listening to my iPod when I was in New York. Just thought I'd get it in there that I've been to New York again, just slip that into the conversation. It's something that I realised has found its way into what we do. This sort of very lightness, and I say sweet naivety, was it naive? I mean, the hippie movement is quite often referred to as idealistic and naive, but people fell in love to this music, people had children to this music, people still listen to this music, so was it naive, or was it just a bit of a special period of time for music? I don't know. Anyway, I'm a sucker for it, and I think the band that led me there really was in a mate's record collection that his uncle had given him. My friend Joe Devlin's uncle Paddy gave him two boxes of vinyl, and we spent a summer going through them, a really important summer. I think I was probably about 14, and Joe and I joined a band together after listening to Love. Here are Love from Forever Changes, Alone Again Or.
Times I've waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone again tonight, my dear.
Classic, soulful, beautiful music. And you know, classic, soulful, beautiful music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written by Carole King and made famous by the amazing Aretha Franklin. A towering, passionate song of love and empowerment It was the soundtrack to many a 70s seduction, and a call to arms for the musical marauders. First on the attack was Queen of the 80s power ballad Bonnie Tyler, whose painful, scouring vocal was so abrasive that it was left red raw and smelling strongly of bleach. Next, supported by obsequious backing singers, Canadian chanteuse Celine the Diva Dion attacked it with her riff-laden, vowel-stretching, vibrato-heavy vocal. Mercifully, it managed to escape her French manicured clutches before any permanent damage was done. Then, in a clear violation of the Trades Description Act, Kenneth Preston performed what he described as a smooth sax tribute, which parped and honked its way through a version so rough that it barely survived intact. But when scary Japanese songstress pop star Masumi fired up the keyboard, swallowed a vocoder, and prepared to drain all the natural beauty from this outstanding 70s song, it was murder.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you,
like retching up my spleen.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
of course, mercifully, eventually Aretha Franklin and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. I enjoy the opening line of this next song. I enjoy playing it to my missus because it very much applies to her.
Mm-hmm. got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. Yous is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new.
Jordan and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. This next tune is great. It's the new one from Giant Sand, now called Giant Sand. Howie Gelb, an old friend of mine, an old friend of the programme, is using musicians from Denmark as well as local Arizona natives. Tucson 12, I think, is the name of the album. It's coming out in June. But this is a free MP3 if you want to go and find the Giant Sand website. A return to a sound that he used to use quite a lot in the old days, but really infectious, but still with Howe's unique sort of off-the-cuff style of lyric writing, full of riffs and puns and clever wordplay, and just delivered like he's only just thought of it. In fact, quite a lot of the time, I'm sure that's exactly what's happened. And less gabbing, more music. Giant Sand and Forever and a Day.
Good luck, suckers, I'm on my way. I've been here for forever, forever and a day. You're busy laying down roots tonight, we're on the same circle, just a different time. So good luck, suckers, I'm on my way. Investigating the mating, maybe I feel kind of lured by the art of fisticating. Always been a practical man, practically.
Giant Giant Sand, Forever in a Day. That's a free MP3 if you want to go onto their website and download it. We'll put a link on our page somewhere, I think, on the Six Music website. And the album's out in June. So one of the main themes of this week's show is the sort of sweet naivety of the late 60s. A very, very specific feel. And the only way I can describe it is by comparing these songs to each other, and you can feel what they've got in common. Jefferson Airplane and Love have San Francisco, the birthplace of the hippie movement, in common, and share a lot of the same sort of aesthetic ethics, if you like. This next song by Jefferson Airplane is very, very sweet. I love the guitar motif, and it's hopelessly hippie. I love it to death. Here's Jefferson Airplane from Surrealistic Pillow. Many people would tell you that that is the psychedelic album. This is called Today. It's lovely. Surrealistic Pillow, that's Jefferson Airplane and Today. As I say, hopelessly hippie. As I am at heart. It's written through me like a stick of rock, it really is.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Peter Hardy, who assistant produces and researches The Finest Hour, takes his work home with him and He said over the weekend he was listening to this tune from Wilco and thought, ooh, Guy might like this. Well, he was quite right. Here's Wilco and One Sunday Morning. Cheers, Peter.
Now he knows he was wrong. side keeps moving. So I wandered around. I fell in love with the burden. Thank you.
is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Baby.
Baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie? One was on her. She bears a birthday. Farmer to me. Farmer to me. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh no 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 the bracciata, oh no no the bracciata, bracciata, oh no no the, oh no no the bracciata, come on boy, what's the matter? Oh no no the bracciata. One is on now. She pays everything. Ha 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 ha. Come on to me. Way money, way money. Way money, way money, way money.
I'd like to dedicate that to the woman who owns the local sandwich shop, Coffee and Spice, here in Prestwich. It was Oh Marie by Louis Prima, and that indeed is her name. So I find myself singing that every time I decide to go out for a breakfast barm cake. You can imagine what's in there. Oh, those of you down south might not know what a barm cake is. Well, it's just one of the mysteries of the north, isn't it? You should visit us more often and find out. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Oboe, delighted to be home. This could be my finest hour if that one wasn't. This next tune is by Badly Drawn Boy, a.k.a. Damon, our mate. When The Hour of Bewilderbeast, this album, came out and won the Mercury Prize, we were all so enormously proud of Damon. And I remember when he got back from London, he had a bit of a shindig in the Night and Day Cafe, where we all used to hang around in the Manchester music scene in those days. And I remember congratulating him on what he'd done, and he said very sincerely, "Well, it's good for all of us, isn't it, Guy?" And I thought, very, very community spirited of him. He's a lovely man. This song is the one that opens the album. It's got two of my mates that were in Alfie playing the cello and the French horn on here. And I'd like to dedicate it to, let me see if I can find this. Oh, here we go, yeah. Eleanor Rowe, your mum's ace. Eleanor says, "Please can you do us a massive favour and play any tune for my wonderful, inspirational mum Estelle, who's just helped me apply for a PhD. She loves the show and you, and I want to say thanks to her in a special way." From Eleanor in Merseyside. Okay, Eleanor, my pleasure. This one's for you, Estelle, and I love you too, Chuck. Thank you.
Faith pours from your walls, drowning your calls. I've tried to hear, you're not near. Remembering when I saw your face shining my way, pure timing. Now I've fallen in deep, slow, silent sleep. It's killing me, I'm dying. Sunshine in your life, soleil all over you, warm sun pours over me, soleil all over you, warm sun.
Drone Boy, and from the Hour of Bewilderbeast, which if you don't have, you've got to go and buy because it's an amazing record. That was Badly Drone Boy and The Shining. Time now to dive into the expansive BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl. This little interview with Paul McCartney reminds you of the cheeky chappy beneath the genius. I love it.
You changed to a more upmarket title, Johnny and the Moondogs. Did that make any difference?
No, none at all. I mean, we used to just... See, my dad's band, he used to keep changing the name of his group because no one wanted them back. So the only way to get a return booking was change the name, see? And then, so they came out as everything. And it was a little bit that for us until we had an audition for Larry Parnes. He was the fellow who had a lot of stable of people like Billy Fury, Marty Wilde...
all virile,
all these names, you know,
yes.
All the Clint Thigh names, all that stuff. And he had some auditions up in Liverpool for groups to back these people, and he had a singer called Johnny Gentle, who he wanted a backing group for, and we auditioned for that. And we were the Moondogs, but I think then we someone at that audition persuaded us to change it to the Silver Beatles.
What was the first taste of glory? Was that as a the support tour. Group in Scotland?
On that tour with Johnny Gentle. We went really to our heads, you know, we went mad. And we sent postcards home about how people were asking for our autographs. And we changed our names. You know, it was great. I changed mine to Paul Ramon.
Oh, that's nice.
And all the little Scottish girls, hey, is that really his name? Paul Ramon? So yes, that's right, honey. You want another autograph? You know, I really thought, this is it, you know.
Let's have your third record.
It's Dances from Gloriana by Benjamin Britten and played by Julian Bream. And my preference would always be for rock and roll, but I do like a lot of classical music. I don't know much about it, but I like the great tunes in classical music and stuff. So to sum it all up, this is probably the favourite record that I would take. It's just there's just something special about it. I've loved it for years.
That was Courtly Dances by Benjamin Britten, played by Julian Bream. If I'm completely honest, not my cup of tea, but worth a listen because Paul McCartney chose it. Yeah. More Desert Island Discs next week. Incidentally, there isn't a Beckopedia this week because I broke the disc with the Beckopedias on it. It got crushed somewhere, coming back through an airport somewhere. I'd like to tell you as well, actually, that those of you who've travelled to America any time since 9/11 will have had a lot of hassle at customs, understandably, especially in New York, a huge feeling of fear and paranoia and very confrontational sort of border guards and stuff. Well, I'm delighted to say that this time over there, while it was still very security conscious, everybody had relaxed a little bit and it felt a lot better indeed. Just a point in case you were thinking of travelling out there, get yourselves out there. Mickey Newbury wrote this beautiful tune. It's called Heaven Help the Child. It's been released on vinyl on Record Shop Day, which is the 21st of April. And it's the B-side of this record. It's the same song performed by Bill Callahan. So that's a reason to get down to your local independent record shop on the 21st. Stock up on your vinyl, folk. Here we go. Mickey Newbury and Heaven Help the Child.
Ooh. take a walk up to Park Avenue to sip some brew with my good friend Maggie the Bohemian. Lord, she's quite a woman of the world, and I'm the envy of the men. Heaven help the child. Heaven help the child. Paris in the 20s. I can offer plenty to a young man with a vision, so they say. With a friend named Fitzgerald, I'm headed for the old world on a merchant steamer bound for Biscay Bay. Heaven help the child. Heaven help the child. Take him back to where he's now. We're all building walls, they should be bridges. We're all building walls, they should be bridges. Nothing like a freight train, get you to the city. Would you pick another sad song for me, Jim? Seems to bother him. Heaven help the child. Heaven help the child. Heaven help the children find their way. War is hell to live with, I said to the general, as we made the battle plans out for the day. This'll be the last one, only God be willing, we can go back home, it's time to stay. If old acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind, let's sip a cup of kindness then, my friends, today's gone.
Mickey Newbury, that will be released on Record Shop Day on the 21st with a B-side, which is Bill Callahan performing the same song. That was Heaven Help the Child.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
So I mentioned before Badly Drawn Boy, part of his label at the time when he first emerged as an artist around here was Andy Votel, who also did all the sleeve work and ran Twisted Nerve Records. Andy's a great bloke, and he fell for a lovely girl called Jane Weaver, and they've now got kids together. Jane, a fantastic artist in her own right, is responsible for Bird Records, and she put this lovely song out. It's part of an album by Emma Tricker called Minor White. I fell in love with this tune a long time ago, and it was on my New York playlist, and yeah, I got to listen to this while wandering around Lower Manhattan last week. Emma Tricker and Lost in New York.
Thank you.
beautiful. I particularly love the descending chords during the choruses of that song. I think that's the sound of a violin or a viola and a melodica at the same time. I'm going to steal it anyway for an elbow tune. Look out for that. One of the themes of this week's show is the sweet naivety of the late 60s. So far we've had Love, Alone Again, Or, and Jefferson Airplane's Hopelessly Hippie Today from Surrealistic Pillow. And here's another one, a more refined sort of version of this naivety that I'm talking about. This is a straight up beautiful love song in a very folk style. This is recorded live from Woodstock, which I guess is the pinnacle of that whole movement. Those 3 days. This is Tim Hardin and If I Were a Carpenter. And just before we listen to it, I want you to contemplate what we're hearing and think about how amazing it is that we can hear exactly what went on in 1969, probably a lot better than some of the people that actually attended the concert all this time later, that you can listen to it down the years. Isn't recording marvellous?
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for loneliness, I save my love for sorrow. I've given you my loneliness. Give me your tomorrow. If I were much poorer than you seem to see me, would you be sure I couldn't really be me? If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Recorded at the Woodstock Festival, that was Tim Hardin and If I Were a Carpenter. And we'll have another tune from the Woodstock Festival in a little while. A song for Guy recommendation here from Benoit Devigne. I hope I've pronounced that right, Benoit. He says, I don't have any pets and therefore cannot participate in the animales feature of your show. However, I thought I would kill two birds with one stone and recommend an existing song featuring the voice of an animal. The song is Seamus, included in Pink Floyd's album Metal, and I hope you enjoy this. As a last note, I add that I may be a frog, but my princess is a girl from Rochdale. As if you have to justify your email, Benoit, but I'm glad that you've got a local lass on your arm. Benoit Devigne chose this tune. I've not heard this for a long time. Those of you who listen regularly will know that when we did the vinyl special at Christmas, I played some of Metal and admitted to stealing it from a record shop when I was younger, or at least swapping the stickers on it and getting a quid cheaper. I have confessed time and time again for this, and I ain't gonna do Bird for it, right?
I was in the kitchen, shameless as the dog was outside. Well, the sun sinks slowly, but my old hound dog sat right down and cried.
Pink Floyd and Seamus from Metal. Chosen as a song for Guy recommendation by Benoit Devigne. I hope I've got that right. Another serial recommender of a songs for Guy is Stephanie Parmentier. I'm happy to say she's been in touch again. Good morning, Guy. What a lovely song by the Bees and what a great show you have. This is early February, she sent this email. I won't say keep up the good work, even though I'm a teacher. Right. Was listening yesterday morning while waiting for the doctor to come, surrounded by all the warm things I could find in the house, and music. Felt like medicine, your finest hour. Well, I'm very proud. Do you think Steve Wright's ever had that? Hey, Steve Wright, your programme feels like medicine. No, I don't reckon he has. I love the great documentary on Six on Kurt Wagner talking about lamb chop. His art, another contemporary art. He seems like the nicest man on earth. After you, of course. Flattery will get you everywhere, Stephanie, thank you. Up with People would perfectly fit in your groove list. As it has many times before, Stephanie, I have to say, I do love this song. A real inspiration for me, the old lamb chop, and I've been for many moons. So for Stephanie Parmentier, or shall I call you Miss? This is Up With People. Hope you feel better, love.
Underground, welfare state. And so, you're baby of the soul. Sweet, sweet song. Let's be certain the deliberate monologue as sure as if it will fall across you unto you. Well, most certainly leave the doing.
Lamb Chop and Up With People for Stephanie Parmentier. Here's another tune that's going to be released on Record Shop Day, which is the 21st of this month. Get out there, get to your local shop, support them. It's a really good atmosphere if you join in. Go to an independent record shop and everybody's in there stocking up. It's great for their business and it's good for everyone's brains. And it keeps the huge melting pot, which is the national consciousness of music. It gives it a big stir. lots of little offshoots, people get into new music, people rediscover old music, and they swap ideas and they swap tips. It's very, very healthy. Get yourself involved. Record Shop Day is April the 21st, and this song by Magnet will only be available on vinyl. This is Willow's song. Celebrating the independent record shop, That's Magnet and Willow Song. That'll be available on vinyl only on April the 21st. Get down to your local independent record shop. Here's the last choice of sweetly naive tunes from the late 60s, ones that have affected me very deeply and are part of what I choose to do with music when I'm writing with Elbow. This, again, from the Woodstock Festival, a recording. It had gone dark by this point, and the footage of it's pretty stunning. Imagine it, 600,000 people sat down in a field. I think it had already been declared a disaster zone by then, but everybody looking after each other, and really, that whole festival being the blueprint for all festivals since. From Woodstock, here's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Guinevere.
Yesterday, see. seagulls circle endlessly, I sing in silent harmony. We both shall be free.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and Guinevere. From a simpler time.
Three elements that make great breakfast radio.
One, don't be afraid to take on the big subjects. You know what really gets on my nerves? Coughing.
Two, book huge guests.
22 minutes past nine, still no Mitch Benn. If you see Mitch on the street, would you let him know that he's supposed to be here?
Three, always have a PC delivery.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The Sean Keefe Breakfast Show. Textbook Breakfast Radio.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. 6. Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Peter Broderick's got a new record out. It's called http://. It starts here, as in ICanHearYou.com. That is the title of his album. So let's call it ItStartsHere.com for short. It's Peter Broderick's new one. Go and look for it. This beautiful little piece is called I Am Piano.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for another week. Just before I sign off, thanks so much to all of you that send emails about Elbow tours. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people saying how much they've enjoyed the tour, and I take them all to the boys, and we stash them in the studio, and we flick through them at our leisure, especially if we're feeling under par. A little bit of self-congratulation goes a long way. But enormously sweet things from Australia still flooding in. Thank you very, very much, all of you, for your emails. I don't read them out because, well, it'd look quite conceited, that, wouldn't it? I don't need any help where that's concerned. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and everybody who helps put the programme together. Thanks to the Beckopedia. Even though she didn't do a slot this week, she contributes heavily to other items on the show, if you didn't know that. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you good people... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Peace, love, and happy new week, man.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
I only stop to start again to gather around and tell you friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, my people, once again I'm going to take you on a two-hour ride crossing time, space and genres with a selection designed to soundtrack the week ahead. In the first hour, Smith & Mighty, Spiritualized, The Bamboos featuring Aloe Black, Pinku Noizu, KD Lang, Bill Withers, Super Furry Animals and George Nooks, to name just a few. Now, last week I was struggling with the psychology of Sunday nights, but no more. Far too restrictive. I mean, how else could I do this? New from School of Seven Bells. Kiss them for me.